Feel your chain pop. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. Go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man in my set, I got the man in my set, Got so many girls on deck, cause I got the man in my set. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, teaching you the game, just like that. Now I'm to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve to Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to blow when they go get them like. Situation you can't. Believe, giving you all the answers. When you come to dating, talking in sex, keeping it in pitch, hella intellectuals. And it don't matter if you're married or single, you're someone new to game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. For the next day, you sure to have a good night. You know, time to level up. If you a player, well, it's time to be a better one. Need a check, Steve. That is who you need. If you're a lady, so much, you can't believe. That's right. So tell me if you're ready. We gon' get it. We don't doubt about it. You be thinking with so many options. You know you got it. So fly.
It is. Game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is. Game time.
What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. I want to welcome all you guys to the show. Shout out to all my dogs out there. Matter of fact, shout out to those 383. I don't know if this one's going to be broken, but appreciate you guys out there for giving love to the show. Guys, we ask if you get the opportunity, if you join us, go ahead and hit the like button, subscribe, get the notifications of the information that we're giving you that nobody is talking about on the internet, because everybody's talking about you on the outside and you on the surface and all that other stuff. This show is a show that is here to show you how to think for yourselves. Gentlemen, if you have not got your puzzle pieces, whatever, please, gentlemen, get to the store, get your puzzle pieces and start the process, because in order for you to understand what I'm talking about, you're going to have to start the process, and that is the process. But for everybody else out there, all you guys out there, if you have a question, just go ahead and put a Q in there. If you're talking to a woman right now and you know you're really close to fucking and smashing and you're just like, damn, what do I say? Put a W in there. If a woman right now is texting you and you just don't know what to say in the text message, you feel like you're being thrown off by the text message, gentlemen, just put a T in there. We got you covered. And if you guys want to stop me, go ahead, just put an S in there. Put something that a woman will say and see if you can stop my mother's ass. First up, I want to give a shout out to all the chat room dogs out there. Guys, I appreciate all you guys out there. Thank you very much. Shout out to you guys out there. I recognize, you know, and I start doing this when you guys out there, just let me know the like count, and I can't do it all the time, but just every periodically, give me a like count, like I do with Ride with the Dean, and I will take a second to say thank you to you guys for liking the show. Also, at the top of the hour, we will be going over the creed. Now, hey, ladies, look, you see this right here, ladies? It's a brand new my brand new microphone, and I think I got to go over and layer the new track of that I have for you over again, because I don't really like it. I like it, but I kind of don't like it. So I feel like I got to do it all over again. So I might as well go ahead and do it all over again and make sure it's right, okay? But anyway, we got a good show for you guys today. We want to talk about women, okay? We want to talk about not just women, but it's how you interact with women really is going to make you or break you. And one of the things that's very important that I want you guys to write down, and 32 of you motherfuckers right now, I already started the show and I got 32 of you guys. Thank you, 32 of you guys out there that like the show. Most of you guys walk out of your house and y'all are always trying to get in a relationship. You're trying to meet women. You see a beautiful woman. You want to talk to her. You begin the process of talking to her. But as you're talking to her, you would just, you know, get nervous about the conversation. Or maybe you got nervous about exchanging information. Or maybe you were nervous about the first thing you say. Or maybe you were nervous about setting up the date. And if you were on a date, maybe you were nervous about that. And maybe you were also nervous about the first kiss. Maybe you were nervous about having her come over to your place. Maybe you were nervous about opening the door. Maybe you were nervous about what to do when she comes inside. Maybe you were nervous that you didn't know what to say and how to act and how to respond. Maybe you were nervous about how to kiss her. Maybe you were nervous about how to touch her. Maybe you were nervous about how do I even undress her and turn her on at the same time. Maybe you were nervous about the way you were kissing her body. Maybe you were nervous about the way you were licking, kissing, and sucking on her body. Maybe you were nervous about the penetration. Maybe you were also nervous about what do I do afterwards. You know, maybe you were nervous about the erectile dysfunction. Maybe you were nervous about coming too fast. Maybe you were nervous that you were so nervous that you just couldn't get it up. There are a lot of things that happen that get most of you guys just nervous when it comes to women. But what I want you guys to know, that what a lot of you guys have when you are nervous, unfortunately, instead of facing the problem of being nervous, one will begin to do is look for things outside of itself. So what a lot of you guys have done, oh, wait a second, I'm sorry, guys, I got to make sure I do this. Excuse me, I'm all in my flow right now. I'm all in my flow. But hey, guys, listen, all we're talking about right now, guys, 100% they're original, 100% authentic. Nobody is talking about this stuff. Everybody else is talking about pills and plates and a bunch of silly shit. That's one thing y'all got to worry and start. When y'all watch these guys, if they're not talking about the internal, and if they're just talking about themselves, and they're just talking about things that's going on in these manospheres, it just, man, y'all need to run from that shit. Anyway, let me continue. A lot of you guys run away from those things. A lot of you guys feel nervous. A lot of you guys feel worn down and you feel beat up and things like that. And sometimes you feel that you can't find a way because you don't believe that you are the way. And so what you begin to do, like I said before, you begin to look outside of yourself for outside answers, thinking that an outside man can turn on an internal woman. Listen to what I'm saying again. An outside man can turn on an internal thinking woman. Just because she wears the makeup, the eyeliner, all the stuff I always talk about, doesn't mean she's still riding on those things, because deep, deep internally, there's a war and a battle that's going on in her mind herself. And she's hiding behind those things outside of herself, kind of like what a lot of you guys are doing, hiding behind those things. And as you begin to hide behind those things, and even for her, as she begins to cultivate her mindset, she tries to find a kind of a balance of between what she believes in, the judgments that not only does she have of herself, but of other men, the morals, the values. And I say judgments, the things that she wants. She believes that sometimes a man, the perfect man to her is a man with muscles. The perfect man for her is a man that has money. The perfect man for her is a man that has a big dick. You name it, they all have their own judgments. But sometimes when they get the thing that they actually think that they want, they really don't want it anyway, because they're getting it from an outside view. And these are the things that's hurting a lot of you gentlemen today. And a lot of you guys, and we're going to be talking about today, you guys, the lines are over 281, I got you in 1 second. But for a lot of you guys, we were talking about discussing today is how can we get this locked down? I've got a way we can solve this. We got to break it down. It's going to take a while, but it's not going to happen in one session. We got a way to break this down. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you have, gentlemen. What matters is what you know. Doesn't matter what you have. Because you're going to have cars, clothes, money, status, and all that silly shit. But if you don't know that man in the mirror, then you will always be an eternal thing to a woman that's looking for a man that can tap into her external. Hold on 1 second. Let me grab this phone call real quick, and we will continue the show. Guys, I want to call in. The number to call in is 563-999-3056, area code 281. So how can I help you? What's up?
Hey, what's good, Steve?
Yes, sir. How are you, brother? How are you?
Shout out. Yeah, shout out to you, bro. You know, I stay listening, stay talking, talking about the game. And the look, I may be playing games. I'm playing the game.
What game are you talking about?
You ever, you seen Evan?
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
Oh, all right. So I ain't got nothing else to say to you, but look, you don't like it. I rock it,
I know. I'm rocking. That's day one. It was a day one game for me. Day one. I respect. Thank you, brother. All right, guys, I want to call in. Y'all call in. Got questions. Y'all got to put a cue in there, and we are chopping it up and breaking it down. But as I said before, it's about what you know. And because most of you don't know what you need to know is why you have so many problems and so many issues when it comes to women. So many internal problems that you have, because there, when a man does not know who he is on the inside, he cannot set a standard in which he moves in, and it's that standard that is going to tap into a woman internally. See, when you don't have a standard for yourself, that means you're going to do everything external, everything outside of yourself, to try to prove yourself to a woman. And the difference that separates men from all the surface dwellers out there are simple things. Men have a belief in themselves. Men question everything that they're doing. Men move with a sense of urgency. They look at the big picture, the whole picture, not just one part of a picture. They make sure that they avoid all the traps out there that can lead them astray and pull them away from who they are. The traps of those pills, the black manosphere type bullshit, the people that are in those black manospheres, the people that claim that they run or they're gods of the black manospheres and all that other stuff. You're a high value man things. And y'all got to run from that shit. Those motherfuckers don't know anything. No game. But regardless of all that bullshit, regardless of all that red pill hypergamy shit that most of you guys see on the other side of the tracks, it's always going to come down to your personal standards that you set for yourself. And not only for yourself, but your life. And not only your life, but how you move and lead your life. And not only how you move and lead your life, how do you move and lead your life when you are around a woman to lead her the way you want to be led? For yourself. All of these things are not built on false expectations. A man will always set a benchmark for what he wants to be today versus what he's going to be tomorrow. A benchmark. And that's what we're going to be talking about, and that's what we're going to be discussing. What advice would you give a woman who cheated on her husband and doesn't know whether to tell him? I don't fucking know. I guess you're a woman. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not here to tell you to tell your husband that you fucked around. And I'm not here to tell you to tell your husband that you didn't fuck around. You just got to choose what you want to do and stand on that shit. I have been with several married women. I've been with married women. I've been with women that have been engaged women that are dating guys, living with guys, and all that other shit. A lot of women are just sick and fucking tired of feeling like a second-class citizen with men, so they find motherfuckers like me to make them feel good, and after a while, they get past the guilt and realize, you know what, I'm just going to have me a little Sancho, a side dick, or something like that, and get whatever it is I want, and still maintain my marriage. There are a lot of women out there right now that are maintaining their marriage. They love the security. They can dig their husband. They can tolerate their husband, but, you know, and this is no, I'm not trying to, like, blow women up, but as an ex-general, I know y'all need to have needs. Y'all have so many needs that the average man can't even think about. Guys, this is why I talk to y'all about, you know what I mean? So I'm saying to you, you just have to weigh out what you want to do. Because you telling him, please understand, he's going to snoop, follow you around. Every time you go to the grocery store, he's going to be thinking you're smashing somebody. So it's totally up to you how you want to take it. It's up to you. My job is not here to tell you what to do. My job is here to tell you how to, or teach you how to think for yourself, lady. That's it. So whatever you want to do, go ahead, because I don't judge. I know a lot of people may sit around, and the problem is with the service dwellers, they're going to judge you right now because you're fucking on the side. Says the same person that they fuck, and they like they never did it before themselves. So, you know, I'm not here to judge you. I will not judge you. I'm just saying that you've just got to decide for yourself what it is you want to do and do it. There are women out there that know that guys like us have other women. And guess what? They don't like it, but they deal with it, and they're fine with it. They're okay with it. You know what? They're like, okay, look, just don't bring her up. When you see me, you're seeing me, and we move on. So, and again, I'm not here advocating cheating. I'm just telling you who it is. I'm not going to make it a fairy tale. I'm not going to make it sunshine and rainbows when you think everything is fine. I'm just going to tell you how it is, the lifestyle it is. There are motherfuckers like me that are going through a lot of women out there. Some women aren't even telling these guys that they're married in relationships. They're just there to be food. That's it. So whether you say it or not, it's something that you must decide on doing. But whatever you're going to do, stand on that shit. That's all. Just stand on it. Is it, if you tell him and he's mad and he doesn't like it, you have to reap that. You got to hold that down. So it's just what it is. You know, I'm not here to tell you that stuff, but get back into the show, guys. You got a question, go ahead and ask. But as I was saying to you guys out there, it's all about you. How does one start the process of mastering one's thought? It's one of the hardest things to do, gentlemen, but one of the most rewarding things of experiences that you will have. I love, there's no love that I love thinking about all the things that I can open up in a woman's mind. All the things that it's just beautiful to know that the average woman out there and the ones that are about to come into the Serengeti, they just don't know what they don't know when it comes to a real man. And once you know what it is that you can do, well, not even the what to do, it's what you know what to do in those situations, you can change the game up entirely. But there's one thing that is odd with a lot of you guys. As I said before, we said the last few weeks, a lot of you guys friend-zoned parts of your thought processes. But a lot of you guys, I mean, even though the voice in your head is doing everything he can to keep you in theater number one. Sometimes we got to take a moment, gentlemen, the gentlemen and guys I want to call in, the lines are open. But sometimes we have to take a moment, okay? All right, I want to say thank you. Hey, Red, thank you. I'll post that. I want to take a moment. I'm sorry, wrong one. The wrong one, Red. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, it's the right one. 65 in here. I want to say thank you to all 65 of you in here. Well, just keep me updated, baby girl. I just want to say thank you to all you guys out there. Just let me know. I appreciate that. Hey, next time, put a Q under this. I know you're talking to me, but please put a Q so I can recognize it. Please follow directions, and I got you covered. That's part of the learning game is just following directions. But I will read this, but please next time, make sure you just put a Q, and I'll be happy to answer your question, okay? So you speak out past your beard with a woman. Can you please elaborate on what it means and how a man can find out his beard emails? Is beard essential? I mean, not emails, say emails. Listen, the thing that you've got to learn as far as your beard is you got to sit down and actually, like, we got to create one for you. And that's going to take coaching. It's not that easy. I can elaborate on what it means. You're saying, can you please elaborate on what it means? What do you mean? How can a man find out what his beard? Well, you don't know your beard because you don't know you, my brother. Okay? You just don't know you. You don't know how it is. But your beard, once you learn your beard, you're going to do it one way for the rest of your life, and you're never going to change it. That's the greatest problem with you surface dwellers, is that you feel that you got to change what you say for a woman. Because you put that woman above your own thoughts. But once you put your thoughts first and put you first, everything you say is going to be the same. The women are going to be different. They're going to come and they're going to go. But the beard will never change. The beard will always be the same. 19-year-old advice for a 19-year-old virgin, just listen to what I'm saying. Soak up the information I'm saying. And it's listen, let me tell you something. 19-year-old virgin, let me tell you something. Let me go off the side road, okay? Know a guy, 21-year-old virgin, 2 years after you. He's 2 years past you, and he was a virgin. Was a virgin. Well, when I met him, he was a virgin. This guy didn't know anything about women. He listened to all that pill shit, and he was really fucked up. But that 21-year-old virgin, when he became a 23-year-old gigolo, was amazing because of the love that he had. Now, the 21-year-old virgin, can't get his name out. He was so, he wanted his shit so bad that the happiness that he had, he started crying. I'm not going to tell you, he just started crying because he was so adamant that he wanted it so bad. But he understood through the puzzles that it was going to take time because he had layers of bullshit that was holding back from fucking. But as we were knocking those layers down, we were giving him knowledge. While one thing was coming down, knowledge was coming up. Because even though he didn't get women, he couldn't fuck women and believe in himself with women, he began to get product and he began to be a student of the game. See, most of y'all guys actually think the sex is the being a virgin, yeah, it's the penetration, but most of y'all guys, and what he was learning was, went through a month at first because he was like, well, how do I fuck her, or how do I kiss her, or how do I do my hows that I don't know? And I said this to him, we got to fix this, and he understood that, and we were fixing this. But at the same time, I told him, we're going to start building up over here. And what I'm going to show you, as long as you're a student of it, you're not going to get pussy on your 21st year. You may get something maybe on the tail end of 22, but right now you're 21st. But let me tell you how cold this motherfucker is. He was somebody that really, like, on the list of 1 to 100, he broke the meter because he was bugging. He reminded me, he kind of reminded me of what I was when I was 9. Because he was all about information, coaching, all the time, bugging me. See, what does this mean? What does this mean? Oh, my God, I see this now. How should I do this? And all he was doing was getting knowledge. And what was he doing? He was going out there. 5 women a day, getting knocked down. Another 5 women a day, getting knocked down. Another 5 women a day. Kelly had his fuck you moment, went from 5 to 10, 10 to 15, 15 to 20. But the thing was, he didn't have a fear of present or future because the knowledge that he obtained, the knowing that he had, he was prepared. Now, mind you, a book cannot teach you how to drive. So mind you, his first piece of ass, yes, he was nervous. But the thing that calmed the nervousness down in that virgin at that time was that he knew the knowledge and he followed the playbook. And once he followed the playbook, all he did was look to himself. It's funny. He was like, once I started stroking or penetrating her, And I knew at that point, okay, it's about that. Then I said to myself, why don't I do a five play mixed with a kissing 101 with a dirty talk? Because he knew what to do. He just started doing it. And at that point, that woman who thought because he was fresh meat, because he was a virgin, she thought she could throw the pussy on him. But it turned out he started throwing the pussy on her. But again, I had to calm him down. Matter of fact, I told a client today in the UK, you can't take the shit I'm giving you and do it at 100% because you get these motherfuckers like all over you. He understood that. But he started to tear the pussy up. But then after he started to tear the pussy up, he would remember and he followed. He had the wine above his bed, the life. Everything I told him to do, he did it without question. He trusted me, and he did it without question. And then he started to build up rosters of women, and he started to go to other places. He was the same guy that was like, Steve, I don't know, I'm just kind of ashamed of my body because he had a bird chest. He didn't have no motherfucking body. I'm afraid of my body. But you know what, Steve? I know what you told me to do. I'm going to go to, last year, I'm going to go to the university, or what they call the uni. And I'm going to go there, and I'm going to ask about nude modeling because that's what you told me to do. When I told him about the women in August, or whenever they were coming in the college, he was ready for that. When I talked about the Halloween game, he did that. When I told him about the motherfucking Valentine's game, he did that. Everything I told him to do, he did it without question, because not only did he trust me, he trusted himself, because he began to get results. And through those results, that 21-year-old virgin started to get so cold with it. The women started to shell out some dollars to that motherfucker. But see, I just want to let you know, young man, that's a 19-year-old virgin. I don't want you to sweat that shit. I never want you to – don't sweat that you don't know or have never penetrated the woman on a physical. See, the thing that he realizes that, and he understands now, is that the penetration is not the physical that he wants. He wants the mental penetration. And any man can penetrate a woman on a mental level when that man knows game. When he knows game, because that's all that matters to the woman. What is it that you know versus what you pretend to know? And a lot of guys pretend to think they know game, but actually the women know the truth about these guys. So, young man, don't ever worry about you being a 19-year-old virgin. Don't ever worry about that, because you can be better. You can be better than that guy, but it's all up to what you want to do. Nobody's going to put a gun to your head over here, okay? Here you go. Any tips about going out by yourself and practice game? See, this is why you fail. I'm going to tell you right now. Again, I will use my other guy. When I told him to go out there, he went out there. See, what you're doing is you're trying to – so let me tell you how your mind is fucking you over, okay? As a student of the game, which you're not, so it's understandable why you're going to fail, but let me explain something to you. If I tell you to do something – you just fucking do it. What you're doing is you're trying to put a pillow behind yourself so if someone knocks you down, the fall is easy and soft. You have already failed, and you don't even realize you failed. See, the problem is with you surface dwellers is that you just don't want to do it. So you want to find reason or excuse a reason to do it, or excuses not to do it. And here you are. You want me to give you a tip on turning on a light switch? You want me to give you a tip on opening the door? You want me to give you a tip on grabbing your keys? You want me to give you a tip on grabbing your remote control? You want me to give you a tip on opening your car door? You want me to give you a tip on brushing your fucking teeth? Or washing your... Well, I'll give y'all tips on that when you have women over. But what I'm saying is that you're too busy looking for shit versus doing shit. And the man that begins to know shit is the man that's going to do shit versus ask questions and try to ponder shit. And that's where you go wrong. And I'm just going to be perfectly honest with you. That's where you go wrong, man. You want to sit there and get a tip on something that you should be doing naturally. I'm not trying to make this easy or hard for you. I'm just telling you what it is. But see, you don't have it in you like that the fucking the virgin I'm talking about. No, you don't have it in you like he had it in you. You know what that motherfucker said? You said what I need to do. That's all. You let me know what I need to do. I'm there four flats. So damn, whatever, man. I just want you to watch 25 one today. Psh, bet. Done. Next day, coaching. Steve, I did it. Can we talk about it? And then he asked for help to help him out with it. See, that's game. That's wanting to learn. But you surface dwellers, you just love taking notes. You fall in love with taking notes. That's all you do. You got tons of fucking notes and all that other shit, and you don't put any action to it, so you're wasting your fucking time. What a fucking shame. What a fucking shame. But anyway, y'all want to call in. The mail got the number. I'm going to continue talking about what I'm talking about, gentlemen. As far as knowing, okay, but one thing that I was trying to say to you guys out there is that I want to talk to you about something that, you know, we rarely talk about him. I mean, we bring him up here and there every once in a while, but we really don't talk much about him. But I like to talk a little bit about him today, and that is someone that's very important because he is just as important that as your guide. Your guide is the one that guides you to put your bid in. Your guide is the one that guides you on how you text. Your guide is the one that guides you on making her smile, laugh, blush, think, and react, or do a combination of that. Your guide is the one that knows how to put flavor in her eyes and put flavor in her ears, how to even guide you in the studio on how to turn the knobs up of turning it up, turning it down. The guide is the same one that will also guide the amusement park. He guides the marketing team. He guides the drug lab. So the guide is a pretty, and I can say culinary school. Hell, even the mental gym, warrior, and your motherfucking government. Your guide is really as important. I mean, all these people are important, but the thing about your guide is that not only does he guide you, but he also guides you to guide the woman when it comes to the game. Sorry, guys. Your guide. And the beautiful thing about your guide, gentlemen, is that you are not friends with somebody you should be friends with. You friend zone that motherfucker, man. Okay? Because, see, your guidance system, that your guide is technically your biggest cheerleader. Okay? He always wants to put you on the right pathway to finding yourself the quickest way to, quote unquote, guide you. But also, he is able to guide women when they come over. You know, guide her. What am I going to do when I open that door? And how am I going to guide her from the door to inside the room, and from inside the room to looking at the pictures, the paintings, and from the paintings, guide her to the drink, guide her to the music, guide her to the lights, guide her to sit down and put some flavor in her ear, guide her to the first kiss, the first touch. So the guide here is very important here, okay? But what he does is that he wants to make sure that the guiding system is all about you. He takes the information that is built, and he finds a way to smooth it out from the scribe. So guide is very important. And he is very consistent, not with your emotions, but your sexual confidence. He is the one that will guide the sexual confidence once you start to be really in touch with him. He is not just someone that guides the women to the photos, the bedroom, the shower, and all those other things. He also guides you on what you want to be right now and how you want to be it to that woman. And so he is very important. 803, what's your question, brother? How can I help you? 803, going once. Oh. 803, going twice. Yeah, what's up? How can I help you, sir?
Okay, man. All right. Thank you. Wow, this is great. All right. So, look, I've been approaching ladies, and, I mean, I've been striking out hard. I've been getting some numbers, but I'm striking out hard.
You already strike two. We don't approach women, and we don't ask for fucking numbers. So you already have strike one and two, brother.
Okay, so I'm telling you to take my number.
Okay, listen, let me explain how this works with us, okay? The first thing you say, I'm going to take you for your word. You don't have to change it. You specifically said you get numbers, so it's okay. I don't want to argue that. Just accept that it's okay right now. I don't want you to say that you don't, because if you actually gave the number out, that's what you would have said. But you didn't say that, so it's okay. So let's not get into that.
I made a mistake.
We make mistakes. We make choices. You chose to tell me the truth. You didn't make a mistake.
Okay.
Because if you were doing it, you would have just said you were doing it, brother. It's okay. But what I'm saying is that that's the problem with a lot of you guys. You don't need to lie. You know, just it's cool.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at you. I just take what you give me the first time. But what I hate the most is when I correct you and you try to, oh, yeah, well, that's what I meant. Then I'm saying you're playing games with me, wasting my time. So let's get past that. Okay, go ahead.
No, I don't want to waste your time. I mean, it's just that since I've been watching your show, the last like 10 women, I've been saying, now the first time, I've been asking for a number, but I stopped all that. The last few ones, but still, even still, I mean, I approach, but the thing is, I'm nervous,
Okay, all right, let me explain why you're nervous. Because you're approaching women. When you approach women, you don't have a guiding system on how to talk to her in a chronological way where you can be clear, concise, and transparent. The problem is when you see the woman, because you're worship of the woman, you automatically go into a judgment of saying to yourself, what can I possibly say to get her attention? And whether she really have a way of talking to redheads, blondes, or brunettes, women with weave, and women without. You're going to sit around and throw shit up on the wall. That's why you're losing. You're losing because you're approaching women. You don't know your bid, and you don't know how to use your bid. Once you get some coaching, we'll set that up. But you don't know how to put your bid in. Your bid, only difference in your bid online versus offline is a few different steps. But your bid is the set. It's one way. One way all the time. It never changes. It never changes. The women will come and go. But who you are should never change. And the problem is you're changing to try to fit her narrative versus her fitting your narrative. Because your worship, you're putting her above your own self.
Okay.
And that's the problem. That's why you're messing up. Because you're saying, oh, wow, she's sexy. Oh, my God, she's beautiful. She's hot. Man, look at that ass, man. Look how fine she is and all that other stuff. But you know how a man but you know what a man says when he sees a woman? It's just a woman. Just a woman. But before he sees the woman and he's looking in the mirror, you know what he says to himself? Damn, you're sexy. Damn, you're fine. Damn, you're a bad motherfucker. God damn it. What woman's going to be lucky enough to meet my motherfucking ass? See, we don't place on women who don't deserve sexy. Sexy, beautiful, fine is what fine, beautiful, and sexy does. So how can she be fine, beautiful, and sexy if she hasn't done anything to be rewarded those things? See, what you're saying is fine, beautiful, and sexy are outside surface dwelling things. Her makeup, her eyeliner, her fucking tight clothes, and whatever the fuck she's got on her head. That's what's sexy to you. But see, we try to teach you to look beyond that shit that she takes on to throw you off, my brother.
Gotcha.
Does that make any sense?
Gotcha. I like that. Yes.
Well, it's not right. But see, once you learn, again, get coaching, we need to set for 30 minutes, and create your bid. Because once you have your bid down, you're going to stumble a little bit. That's what you're supposed to do. But you're going to keep on doing it over and over and over again. Over and over again.
All right.
Do you have your puzzle pieces?
Not with me, but I got the puzzles.
Yeah, but you ain't doing them, are you?
Nah, man.
Be honest. I know you're not. I know you're not. So listen, there's no reason to lie to me. I know you're not. I'm just asking to see how honest you are with yourself. And that's your problem. You're a walking fucking lie. And that's your problem. You just can't even be real because part of you is ashamed of ridicule and judgment. I'm not here to judge you or ridicule you. I'm just here to ask you a simple-ass question to show you why you're fucking up. That's all. That's all I'm doing. Well, tell me, tell me real quick. I want you to tell me, all right? Tell me about your leg spread, your ass cheeks. Tell me about it.
You said,
and if you don't have one, say I don't have one.
they said, what, my relationship with my last...
Your leg spread your ass cheeks. Tell me about your leg spread your ass cheeks.
My leg spread my ass cheeks.
Just say I don't have one. Just say I don't have one.
Yeah, I don't have one. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, I'm not done. Tell me about your cocoa and your wine place on the corner of my dick and your forehead and my balls in your mouth. Tell me about those places. Tell me, just don't say it. I don't have one. Right, exactly. And last but not least, tell me about your coffee, tea, and ice cream places on my face, your face in the pillow, and your ass up in the air. Tell me about those places.
Ah, I don't have those.
Right. So you don't really want to learn game. How long have you been listening before?
About a month.
Okay. So this might not be for you. You might not see what I'm saying is. And to use a 21-year-old virgin that became a gigolo in a few years, is that under the difference between you and him is that he actually listened and followed direction. You don't listen and follow direction. You wouldn't do things your way, which is fine, but you're not. I don't think you're ready for this, brother. I think you're ready for that, like, red pill shit, man. You don't really want to grow. Listen to me. I'm not here to knock you. Like women, we're just looking at your behaviors. That's it. You've been listening to me for months. You don't have your legs spread your ass cheeks. You don't have your coffee place. You don't have your cocoa place. You don't have your place for ice cream. You don't have your place for tea. You can't even tell me about those things. And I talk about those things. You don't even have your puzzle pieces. All you do is approach women. So do you really want to learn here? I don't waste your time. Listen. I will be the only one on the internet to tell people, don't waste your time. Wasted a minute. No, it's not about hearing me. I don't want you to hear me. I want you to know you're just wasting time, big guy. What I'm saying is the best thing is that at the end of the day, I want you to really win. And I might not be that person because the guys that fuck with me follow. No, I'm not saying, leave. I'm not kicking you out or nothing, brother. Would you rather me be honest with you than sit around like those coaches do and tell you something that you're not? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to?
No.
Right. So I'm just saying it's okay, but it's just sad that you wasted a month of your life away because you're not listening, paying attention, and following what I'm showing you. I'm not complicating
right.
Do you have wine above your bed?
Man, I just seen that today. I just seen that video today, man.
You just seen? I always talk about the wine above your bed. Do you have your shower lights? Your different color shower lights?
No, I haven't even seen that one yet.
This is what I'm saying, but this might be a little more too advanced for you. I don't know if you're ready for this, but still, it's fine if you want to say.
It is advanced for me, and I started on watching some stupid red pill stuff. I got done with that. I started watching Mr. Lucario. I saw you on there, and I've been watching you and Mr. Lucario now. So, I'm watching videos. I work long hours,
but I appreciate you. But here's the problem. You're too busy watching.
Check it out, man.
You're not doing shit.
Yeah, no, look, I've started buying stuff from Lucario.
But I'm not messing with Lucario. You need to talk to him. I'm saying if you buy stuff and buy, you shouldn't be talking to me right now because I'm not Mr. Lucario. I'm not him. You need to go to, he's your teacher. He's your mentor. My teaching and Lucario's teaching are different. Like 50s and Miles is different. Like Zags and EOs are different. And you may have different, but we all teach different. So if you're studying under my dog, study under him. But you can't come over here with this because it's not tolerated over here. I'd rather you do something else than waste your time here. I want motherfuckers that want to win, that want to live their life the best way they can, and be motherfucking men. But if you don't want to do that, don't waste your time here. I mean, you can stay as long as you want, but I don't see why. If I was you, I'd be like, fuck you, Steve. I'll just go where I need to go, but because you ain't learning nothing here. You're really not learning anything. I'm serious. I mean, listen, if you're just watching shit, you're wasting your time. And listen, who do you think? Nobody's going to tell you that shit on the internet. And I'm not trying to mock you. I'm being honest with you. If you want to be a student of the game, you'll be one. But you have shown through your actions that you really don't know game. You don't want a bid because I'm the only one that talks about the bid. I'm the only one that talks about a square. I'm the only one that talks about a scribe. I'm the only one that talks about marketing team, your guide, culinary school. Nobody else talks about that shit. I'm the only one that talks about the fingerprint. And if you don't want that information, then this isn't for you, brother. Because I'm not talking like, hey, I talk about what everybody else talks about. No one talks about the wine above your bed. No one talks about the lights in your shower. No one talks about the Easter game, the Halloween game, and what you do on Valentine's Day. No one sets you up with orgies and threesomes. Nobody even has a dating chat line with women on it right now. Nobody has that shit but me. No one even tells you about your puzzle pieces. No one gives a creed out at the top of the hour. We do our own shit here, but we're not like anybody else. I can promise you that. But if you can't see that enough, then I don't know if this is the right place. I'm just saying, but I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here, but I'm just being honest with you. You do what you want with that information, but I'd rather be real, because you know what? It'd be a disservice. Let me tell you what the motherfuckers that do across the street. It'd be a disservice for me to tell you you're doing everything right when you're really fucking up. That's fucked up.
Right.
I'd rather be all the way real with you and tell you that maybe this might not be for you than say, oh, you're doing good. Good, you're listening to the shows. Nah, man. This ain't about listening. This is about connecting these shows to the shit that you buy. To grow.
Right.
To advance yourself, to learn your scribe, to learn your marketing team, to learn your government and how to lead your own self. That's what we do. We're not doing what everybody else does. That's why I always got to put this is not like anything you heard. Because we don't follow anybody. We don't follow anybody.
Okay.
So just think about what I'm saying. It's all good. So, much love to you, man. We'll throw you back in, man. Stand up, man. Good call, though. I appreciate the call, 802. Much love to you, man. Let me ask you this question. Oh, hey, man, thank you. Shout out to the 102 people that's liking the show. Red has got me covered. She's going to let me know when y'all like every periodically. And in like 13 more minutes, we will go into the creed, guys, something that nobody else does. No one else even tells you about the graveyard. We're the only ones. We're the only ones that tell you about legs spread your ass cheeks. We're the only ones that tell you about the corner of your face and the pillow of your ass in the air. Nobody else does it, gentlemen. We don't follow motherfuckers. We create our own fucking pathway. Let me get to Andrew right here. Okay, what I mean by not approaching a woman, as I said before, sir, you, as a male, I don't approach women. Because when you approach a woman, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. That's the problem. You're just approaching her, meaning that by the time you walk up to her, you're trying to conjure up shit in your head to say to her, to think, to try to get her to be interested in you enough, so you can beg for her fucking number. Every woman you meet has always got to be a different type of approach, but see, one way, one thinking is what a man does. He never changes how he talks to a woman because they're not that special. Why would I talk to the redhead different than the blonde? And why would I talk to the blonde different than the one that has curly hair? Why would I talk to the one that has different curly hair than the afro? They're still all women. And I'm the one source, so why the fuck would I change what I say to them? Why are they that important to me that I got to change what the fuck I say? That's why we don't approach, and we're the only ones on the internet that tells you not to approach. We put our bid in. We don't approach women. We put our bid in, dog. Come on, man. Let me keep going. No one tells you about the puzzle pieces. I'm not going on. No. Let me see here. Let me keep going on with some of these questions. Guys are calling me. We're going to continue the thing. Let me get Ruben. I'm going to forget about you, though. See, I got approached by a woman at work. She asked if I find her attractive. I said no because She's a woman that's not my type now. She talks bad to me. What's her problem? Listen, Ruben. Ruben, you're doing it all. This is what I'm talking about with game, man. You've got to know things, man. If a woman comes up to you and asks if she's attractive, first off, I'm just going to laugh it off. And I don't talk about and discuss things like that at work. I go to work to work. I don't discuss those things. And number two, I don't talk to women at work because I have a rule. I go to work to work. And that's all you had to say. But because you didn't have any game, sometimes opening your mouth can be detrimental. But also what's even worse than opening your mouth be detrimental is the fact that you give a fuck about what people are talking about you, which shows that you're in a worse place than the last caller. Guys, when I was working in a mailroom, they were talking down to me, and I had a reputation. Guys, listen, I've always had that reputation of being a ladies' man. Stay away from that guy over there. Oh, he talks to all the ladies. Stay away from that guy over there. He talks to all the ladies. They stay away from him. He's a player. Stay away from him. And you know what's so great about the reputation? Is because the ones I didn't talk to always would pull me aside just like this and always ask, well, I know you play well. You don't find me cute enough. Why aren't you talking to me? Because I say I don't feel like it. I do what I want to do when I want to do it. Yeah, you know I mean, but that's here and there. But what I'm saying to you is that you are not grounded and rooted in your core. You give a fuck about what people say. You don't know how to talk to women the right way. And the fact that you are overly honest, I'm glad you're honest with it, but you know, sometimes you got to have some tact and shit, brother. And the fact you didn't, now she's talking bad about you. You're in the feminine, worried about what the fuck she's saying, okay? Coaching, just go to themanmindset.com. You see the coaching, go there. All right, let's keep going. TC says, let me see, you still are a mystery. TC, the text is telling you a mystery. I'm pleased to follow your lead and do as you say. I'm worried about my emotions, though. Okay, this is what I want you to do, TC. This is very important, okay? What I want you to do is calm the emotions down, okay? Always remember, TC, she should feel that way because at this point in her life right now with you, okay? Let me give you an example real quick, okay? Right now with you, she is letting down the shields. And what I mean by the shields, she's bypassing her belief systems, her judgment, her morals, her values, and she's beginning to trust you, big dog, okay? But now this is the important place. Always remember, when they don't trust you, don't force trust. When they're not sure of themselves, don't try to make them sure. Don't try to fix it. What I want you to do, remember, we want to put them in a safe area between you and her, meaning that recognize what she's saying and guide her. Let her know you understand what she's saying, and this is the answer. I thought about what you were saying to me, TC. Tell her this. I thought about what you were saying to me, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to have a sign-up. It is WhatsApp or Instant Messenger. And that's how we'll communicate until you feel comfortable enough to move on to the next phase. That's all you got to do. But through those two places, that's where you're going to light her ass up through land, sea, and air. It's something that, again, nobody on the internet talks about. But you're going to light her up through land, sea, and air and how you talk to her to build trust. And when she starts to open up to you, don't be judgmental and take what she's saying and run with it. Because when a woman opens up to you, it doesn't mean she wants to fuck you. It means that she's going to test the waters out to see what you're going to do with that information. Remember, man, it's not about what she is that everybody else knows about her. I want to know the shit that nobody knows about her, right? So in order to do that is that you got to put her in a safe place. Once she begins to feel safe with you, she's going to change the belief system. See, the belief system that she has for the average surface dweller will change for you. You will be playing by a whole new set of rules because of how you're making her feel. by what you know. See what I'm saying? Not by who you are, by what you know. And what you know is that you're going to take your time, you know what I mean? And what you know is that you're not going to rush things, because you know what? Men who have experience and know shit don't rush shit. So we can take our time. As long as, now this is very important, you see, as long as we're going down the same street of getting to know each other in a more intimate way, I'm fine with it. But if we ever veer and I feel like I'm a friend or I'm a buddy, I'm letting your ass go. But as long as she is showing you little by little, crumb by crumb, just take the crumbs and just keep moving like you're moving, and you're going to be fine, my brother, okay? So just let her know that I read what you said. I got a perfect idea. Why don't you grab WhatsApp or Instant Messenger and let's talk there? Because the last thing I want to do is, I'm not here to push you to do anything you don't want to do. I want you to be perfectly clear and sound-minded of every move that you make when you're with me. Because I'm not the kind of man to rush things. I don't rush. So you let her know. We're going to take our time. And you do it. And when you are ready to open up to me, I promise you, we're going to take you places that you've never seen before. Okay, PC? Very good question. But that's what you, I want you to send that to her, okay? Shoot that over to her, Bubba, okay? Let me see here. No, don't lie. Look, don't lie. Listen. Look, young man, one thing I don't like, and I just told the other guy that called in, I hate you liars. Take what I'm saying to just take what I'm saying. Don't try to defend it, because motherfucker, and I say this with love, and this is why I can't stand you surface dwellers with these stupid-ass questions, because as soon as you get an answer, you want to fucking defend that shit. You're talking about you don't care, but yet look what you're saying. What's her problem? You give a fuck. This is why women eat y'all motherfuckers up, because you choose not to know shit. All you want to do is do shit. And all you're doing right now is trying to avoid the fact that I'm showing you you don't know shit. But you know who's fucking you over? See, it's not even you, dog. I can't even get mad at you, brother, because it's not even you right now. That's not even you talking right now. You know who's talking for you right now? It's this motherfucker right here. He's the one pulling your fucking strings right now. He's the one telling you, hey, Reuben, don't worry about it. You're okay, Reuben. Why don't you, hey, let's go and tell that Steve the Dean motherfucker that he doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah, and then look what you dog talking. Look how he's controlling you. You asked a question. I gave you a straight up motherfucking answer. And instead of just accepting the what is, you went right back to could be and sat around and sat there and had the nerve to lie in my fucking face. Because you're listening to the wrong motherfucker. If you listen to me, you'd be all right. But apparently, this is why you don't have game, because you're too busy listening to this motherfucker right here, telling you to go ahead and defend yourself. Don't look like a fool in everybody. This is wrong with you guys. Y'all just walking. Y'all want to lie to yourselves. It is so fucking amazing to me how y'all do that shit. Y'all don't even want to learn. Y'all say you want to learn game, but y'all don't want to learn shit. All you do is walk around and lie. There's no reason to lie. I'm not trying to embarrass you. I was trying to help you. And you just can't, and y'all guys just can't accept truth. Truth. So this is not, listen, you're new here, so let me allow you to say this. We're not a bunch of bitches. And anybody that wants to learn semen retention is weak. Quote me on that. They're weak as fuck. They're weak. Anybody that talks about semen retention is weak as fuck. And let me help your surface dwelling ass so you'll never talk about that bitch shit on a man's program again. Is if you took the time to research that bullshit. But I'm going to give you today. Allow me to show you why you even mentioning that is where you're coming from. This is why you ain't shit. Because you can't even think for yourself. But I'm going to show you. Allow me. And this is no knock on you. I appreciate you asking the question. Let's look at it. Let's pull it up. Let's look it up. Okay. So with all that bullshit that you're saying right now about, you know, you want to talk about all that semen, quote unquote, retention. Hold on, excuse me. Oh, my God, I hit the wrong button. Allow me to show you your fucking leader. Let me show you your God. Let me show you the motherfucker that you worship him more than you worship yourself. Because you actually believe in that stupid shit. See, a smart person wouldn't even ask that question, but because you did, I got you. So allow me to help you meet your leader. Let me show you your God. This is your God. This is your God, motherfucker. This is your leader of semen retention. This winner in 2012 or 2011 found an article on Reddit that was written by a Chinese guy in 2003, and your God came up with no sap. And then all the other sheep and motherfuckers with no game decided, well, we can't talk about being on your purpose no more or SYSBM. Why don't we talk about semen retention? Yeah. This is why you need help. But again, I'm going to let that shit slide. Don't ever come in this again talking about that bullshit or you will get banned, okay? Because we are men here. We ain't bitches. Let's keep going. Next question. How can you cut off a girl in the most respectful way possible when you're not looking for a long-term in the moment? Well, see, dog, here's the problem. See, the problem is, again, this is about the knowing. This should be a conversation that you have in the beginning by letting her know this is what we are. Listen, before we do anything, before you suck my dick, before I have your face in the pillow, your ass in the air, before we do this, these are the ground rules. Listen, I am not looking for a relationship, and I told you that from the get-go. Listen, I don't know you well enough to even have a relationship. And if you want a relationship, then I'm not that guy. Do we have an understanding? Look, and in this, I'm going to write you the perfect contract. You can go out and be and hang out with whoever you want. And when you find that Mr. Right, cut me off. I'll be cool with it. But they ain't going to cut you off and throw the dick right. But anyway, that's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that you got to keep it a buck with her from the beginning. The problem is with you surface dwellers, because you want pussy so bad, a lot of you lie to women and give them a bunch of lies just to get pussy. And now that you got the pussy, now you're ready to get rid of her because she thinks you're in a relationship and you never wanted the relationship. So what you got to do, young man, next time, because you kind of fucked this time up, is be more honest with the woman. Tell her what you want, what your expectations are, and ride on that shit. Guys, listen. I can't tell you back in the day, and even shit, I can't tell you that when I meet women, I tell them all the time, you're not the only one. They're going to ask anyway. I always ask because I'm a smooth motherfucker, but they ask, are you seeing anybody? Yeah, I'm seeing several people. Oh, I'm not that kind of woman. I can't tell you how many times I met a woman that says that, you know what? Oh, you have other women? I'm not that kind of girl. So you take care of yourself. All right, well, hey. Hey, I'm going to sit this right in the window and listen to me. Whenever you change your mind, whenever you want to smile, whenever you want to bless, hey, hit me back. Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm not going to do that. All right, cool. And you want to know why they always come back? They know that there's something more with me and sharing me than being with a single guy who ain't got shit. So what I'm saying to you is just be honest. Let them know. Let them know. Let them make the decision what they want to do off of your truth. Let them know they're not the only one. When you have game, even when I had, like, cut everybody off and had, like, dick resting weeks and shit, me saying that to women, they didn't even believe me. When I would tell them that I'm not seeing anybody right now, they're like, you're lying, motherfucker. You are seeing women. Like, what the fuck? I'm being honest. I'm not seeing anybody right now. If I was seeing someone, I'd tell you. But that's the thing, man. You got to keep it a buck, okay? All right, so let's keep going. Real quick before we get into the creed. Silk, I want to say thank you. I'm not the girl. I'm just a man. I appreciate it. Listen, Silk, I appreciate that. But I don't – I thank you for the kind words. And I'm not here to knock you on that. I'm just a man. I'm not special at all. I'm just here to teach those that want to learn. But I appreciate what you're saying. I really do appreciate that. I appreciate the kind words. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let's see, Bernie, I want to say thank you for the super chat. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate that as well. Let me see here. Let's see here. Well, I'm not petty, sir. It's just on your surface, you see it as petty. But, I mean, and I say this with love. I mean, you're allowed to say what you want. I mean, you're not being disrespectful, but you don't know. You know what's funny? I had a guy today kind of say the same thing that you said. He was saying that when he first met me, wait a second, hold on, wait. I'm gonna see if I can call him real quick. I'm gonna see if I can call him so he can tell you. Hold on a second, let me show you. Hold on, let me see if I can call him real quick. This is crazy. Let me see if I can call him real quick. I'm gonna call him real quick because I was coaching him, and he kind of told me the same thing you said. Let me see if I can call him. Let me see if I can have him tell you what he told me. Watch this. I don't know if he answers the phone and shit.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, big dog? It's Dean. I had a guy tell me that if you look past these pettiness and tough love, you'll learn a lot from this man. But I was kind of talking about you and what you said about me. So can you tell everybody, because I'll be honest, can you tell everybody what you said, what you thought about me when you were first heard from me? Tell them what you said.
Nah, it's real, man. You know, to come across like you be throwing the harsh words and stuff around, you know, the bitches and all this stuff, but you really just calling out weakness. You really just calling out the weaknesses in a person's mindset. You're never just attacking the person as the individual. You really trying to put them out to whatever some faultiness that in their thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I see it.
No, but that's how you said it at first, right? You thought, man, this motherfucker is like real tough. What was the word you said? You said I was something. What did you say I was?
It was like you was abrasive.
Abrasive, right?
You know, the way you deliver your message is abrasive. It can come across abrasive. You know, but it's just not, it's direct. It's not sugarcoated. It's just real. Like, if it's weakness, you gotta play it out and put it's weakness in you right here. And a lot of people not gonna wanna hear that. Not gonna look in the mirror and see weakness in yourself. You know what I'm saying? So you gonna fight that. You gonna buck that. It ain't gonna sit well with you. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're ready to, you know, face yourself. And yourself, you know what I'm saying?
All right, well, thank you, man. I throw you back. I'll let you go. No, I just, because someone said, Carl said I was petty. And I was like, why?
No, I saw it. I remember, man. You got it.
All right, well, I'll let you go, but thank you, brother. I just wanted to, I wasn't lying. Like, Coach, the guy just said, not necessarily the same thing, but he's kind of a little bit on there. But I'm not, see, weak people will say petty. That's what women say things like that, but I'm not petty. You just got to accept that, you know, that I'm not going to sugarcoat shit. Like you said, I give no fucks, you know, no fucks taken, no fucks given and shit. Thank you, True. I appreciate that. So let's go ahead real quick. And before we continue, gentlemen, I want to say thank you all those who are listening. If you want to call in, y'all can call in, but let's go ahead real quick, guys. I want you guys to do something that, hey, guess what? Nobody else on YouTube does as well, is I want you guys to take a moment, all you guys that's listening to me right now, take a moment and just go into the dojo in your mind, gentlemen. Just take a moment and recite this creed that we always recite at the top of the hour, not to be a cult, but just to learn a little bit about yourself until you come up with your own creed for yourself, your world, and how you move as a man, okay? So let's go ahead and read this real quick. I am the only one of my kind. That's my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself and not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I won't judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up, and I'm not here to explain myself to you or get you to understand me. That's your job. This is who I am today. And if you are lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you get to meet the new me tomorrow. something that nobody else on the internet does get. Guys, there's so much stuff that we do that nothing else does, guys. Isn't that amazing? But anyway, we're back, guys. We're back, okay? Even put the candle in the window. No one else talks about that as well. But, hey, guys, if y'all got a question, man, go ahead and yeah, I'm glad it works. Dog, when you put that candle in the window and give them up, see, the thing is what's so beautiful about the no is I know they're going to come back, but when they come back, they don't want to feel like they're crawling back. So when they come back, we just act like nothing ever happened. You know, it's all good. We just keep moving. And that's what makes them feel even more safe around you because you're not judging them. All right, gentlemen, let's keep going, everything. Let's see here. Can we put that in there and while I'm looking for the next question that someone has so we can continue this? Mr. Solo, first of all, I want to say thank you. Wait, let me do this. Yeah, there you go. Hey, Mr. Solo, I want to say thank you very much, sir. Your issues are coaching me a few. What's the best way? Hey, just themanmindset@gmail.com, my brother. Manmindset@gmail.com. That's all, brother. I also heard the first step of getting the puzzle pieces is that coaching start after the – no, it's while you're doing it. It's while you're doing it. It's while you're doing it. And as we begin to coach, I'll give you explained the deeper meanings because you're showing me that you actually want to know this versus just writing some stuff down. But I thank you very much, Mr. Solo. Thank you. I really do appreciate the kind words. Thank you very much. Let's keep going. Kelly, what does he say? Respect, Steve, the man, the family, tough love, pick y'all to be the winner. Yeah, you know, it's not about tough love. See, those that don't have game will see they or think that I'm, like, mean and shit. I'm not mean. I'm really nice. I'm here to help y'all get some ass. I mean, my God, that's not mean. But anyway, guys, y'all want to call me, y'all got the number. Let's continue this. Let's continue to chop this up. Oh, I think I took, God, I don't put that back in there. Shit. All right, I took that shit out. Anyway, so like I was saying before, gentlemen, and there are things that we've got to do, okay? See, the reason why, or part of, gentlemen, part of reason why, again, I'm trying to get you to create, oh, remember, your own fingerprint. No one else talks about that either on the internet. I talk about that. Anyway, what I want you gentlemen to do out there to begin a process for yourselves and nobody else, a process of how you create your world and your universe, how you build it. But why do I always tell you guys about building your warrior, about building the standard, your scribe, these buildings and all these things? There is an importance, there's a method to the madness, gentlemen, of why I teach you that. Because I'm trying to show you not only to build great towers and castles and worlds in your mind, but I want you to also be able to build on every street corner your own stop sign. A stop sign that is going to stop you from going into theater number one. A stop sign that's going to stop you from saying that you're not good enough. A stop sign that's going to stop you to realize that, you know what, that she's not everything you think she is. A stop sign to stop you from worshiping women. A stop sign from stopping you from judging yourself, judging women, and judging other men. But you've got to be able to create this. I can't create a stop sign for you, okay? But this stop sign is here to bring you and pull you away because so many of you guys live in the past. And the stop sign will stop you from those thoughts to keep you in the moment. That's all I want you to be in is in the moment. We can't just look at somebody and use them as something that we dealt with before. That's just not fair to that person. But what we're saying is that when you live in the present of the no versus the past and stay in the present, that's part of game. That's part of game. But also, even for a lot of you guys out there that are, you know, learning about what I'm talking about and learning about the things that I'm saying to you for probably for the first time or something like that, yeah, finally, like, can really, you know, get past the pettiness and everything, but see what I'm talking about. But also, not the guy, but also there's more to the gym, okay? There's more to your gym. It is not just, gentlemen, for mental toughness. as you begin to peel back the layers of this gem, you're gonna learn about the nutrition from the gym. You see, the mental toughness is going to give you the toughness to stand on your fucking square. But that gym also has nutrition. And that nutrition are the words. The words that you are constantly feeding yourself. The words that are important. The words that's going to push you beyond the negativity, beyond the poor me, beyond the theater number one. Because we want you to be able to consume the nutrition of proper images and consume the nutrition of words and actions that will have effects on you. That's what we want you to do in your mental gym. But like I said before, I mean, I'm sorry, nobody really talks about that either, but. Who am I to say anything like that? But that's all I'm saying. But even you building these worlds for yourself, you still have to have a garbage man. Yep, that didn't tell you about the garbage man. I'm just going to mention the garbage man, but you got to have a garbage man. His job is one job only, and that's just taking out the trash. Monitoring your thoughts. And anything that comes your way that is detrimental to you, he's going to throw it away and bring it to the mountain in your mind and blow that shit up or whatever. His job, the garbage man, his job is to make sure that you don't analyze things in negative ways. You don't beat yourself up with bad thoughts. Thoughts of I'm not good enough. Thoughts I'm too short. I'm too ugly, too small. She's too beautiful. What his job is to help you take the bad, poisonous thoughts out and get rid of the trash. He's not there to dump the trash in there. He's there to actually get rid of the trash, gentlemen. And these are some of the things that a lot of people don't even think about. They don't even think this deep to move like this. Oh, wait, I got to check the lines. I forgot. Hold on, I did something stupid. I hate saying stupid, but all right, the lines are open if y'all want to call in. Guys, the lines are open. Let me just copy this and put this over here. So, guys, if y'all want to call in, y'all got the number, 563-999-3056. 563-999-3056 is the number. If y'all have a question, call in. We'll continue to spit game and break all this down the way we know how. And we want to make sure that y'all soak all this up because no one's going to talk to you this way. No one's going to break or go down to the depths of game this way. You know, this is the beautiful thing about it. I got to shrink my, I got to make sure I shrink the, okay. He says, you sure got a lot of late. No, it's not. No. You got it wrong. It's not my voice. And See, the problem is that's a surface-dwelling thought. Well, thank you, Ray. Let me give a shout-out real quick. Thank you. I want to say thank you to the 136 likes. I appreciate all you guys who like it. It shows that the information that you're getting is going to be well-used, and I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much for that. You've got to stop doing what you're doing right now. It's not good for you to automatically judge that you think it's my voice. Shit, motherfucker, I sound even worse than this in pool. When I'm sick, I don't sound this way. You can pool and stuff. So I just want to say, man, this is the garbage that should be out of your head, the judgment of another man. And I say this out of love and not trying to make embarrass you, but I want you to time, okay? Take time and think about what you're saying, okay? Mr. L, appreciate you, man. Are you a guitar player? I think you're a guitar player. I thought you was maybe a guitar player. A crayon box. Okay, thank you, man. Hey, you know what? Look, I'm an arrogant Leo, and I love what you're saying, but I didn't change your life. If I was a cult, I'd say I changed your life. I didn't change your life. You changed your life, brother. It wasn't me. I can't take credit for what you did. I would love to take credit for what you did, but I didn't change your life, brother. You did. So I disagree respectfully with that statement. You changed your life, brother. Lights came on once I said, I had a fuck you, Steve moment. Yeah, I'm glad you had a fuck you, Steve moment. Thank you. From my scribe to my bid, understanding my square to honor. Well, thank you, man. I really appreciate that, man. It's great. It's great when you just trust the information. Fuck me. Don't fuck the messenger. Don't worry. I mean, not fuck me as in sexual. I'm saying fuck what I think. Don't believe what I think. That's why I always tell you to see it for yourself. When you see it for yourself, you change everything for yourself. Yeah, see, it's crazy that they say that shit, bro. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. How do you have freedom if you structure yourself? Well, am I really structuring myself? When I tell you, how do you structure infinite? You see, the problem is, Mr. Webb, because of your weak-ass thinking, and I say this with love, you don't know what you don't know. See, it's... This is the sad thing about you, brother. You don't want to be a student of the game. You're just trying to figure out. You're just trying to throw shit up on the wall and try to question things. Not even you. Again, it's like the other guy. And instead of just following direction, you're questioning direction. And you're questioning me. And this is not the right part. I'll tell you, I might not be the right guy for you. Because I'm not here to try to explain myself to you. It's not my job to explain myself to you. You watch the Creed. I'm going to explain what the fuck I teach and what I do. If it's not for you and you have questions like this, then if I was you, I'd say fuck the man mindset, because it sounds like these motherfuckers are structuring their thoughts to chain me down, it sounds like. If I was you, I wouldn't even fuck with me, dog. This might not be for you thinking that way, dog. Because you don't even see it, man. You just, it's sad that you don't see it. Because you ain't trying to learn shit. You're asking questions while you're laying on your stomach with your feet fucking up in the air, thinking that you know anything about game, and you know nothing. Because you're not a student of it. And if you were a student of it, you wouldn't be asking these motherfucking questions and stuff. What a shame, man. What a waste. But it was like the other caller before. A lot of you guys it's sad that y'all actually waste time. It's sad that y'all waste time and everything, man. And it's just amazing. I hope that one of these days that y'all find in yourself to do things. God damn it, Ty. You know, I got it. Wait, Ty. Let's see what we got here, T-Dog. T-Dog, I can't show her body. I can show a little bit of that, T. I can show a little bit about that. T, that's not bad. That's not bad. Well, T, what's the question, Tyler? You send me something, but you got to give me some more. What do you want me to do with that? What do you want me to do with that, man? Let me know what you want me to do with that, and I got you. Well, while I'm waiting, guys, lines are open if you want to call in. Lines are open for 37 more minutes. Let me continue talking about what I'm talking about, okay? See, all these behaviors that you don't understand because you don't know information, you begin to have expectations of what you think you know. The expectation of the worry where you, instead of following directions, you want to question the directions that you're being told because the directions that you're being told goes against your own thinking. But see, that's why most of you will not grow and evolve, because you want everything to be nicely tied up in a bow. You want it to be tucked in, and you want some warm milk, and you just don't want to accept what you don't want to accept. And this is why most of y'all are losing, because you can't even recognize your own standards that you have and know yourself well enough to live by your standards. Know yourself well enough to know what silly shit is. It is sad that, again, I understand if you're 5 and 6 years old and someone told you about NoFap, red pills and black manosphere and fucking hypergamy, high value man. No, I understand if you're 6 years old, that shit might look like Santa Claus to you, as it should at that age. But if you're a grown man and you actually believe that bullshit, then you have no sense of self. And that's the problem. And when you, a man that doesn't have sense of self, okay? Okay, a man that doesn't have sense of self what I'm saying is that that individual doesn't have a personal standard. He's waiting for someone to tell him about the personal standard, okay? Something to mess around, Ty, I'll look at that in a second. What I'm saying is, B, what I'm saying is the reason I bring you out because you're asking surface dwelling bitch questions, man. And you don't understand you're bringing in your fucking virus into a classroom that's virus free of thought. Because you don't know game, you choose not to know it or learn it, you want to just talk about shit, then I won't allow you to do it. I won't allow you to do it, not in here. Because I want my students to learn. I want my students to win. I don't want them to be like you and shit. This is her talking to you. Let me show you guys. Hold on. This is, all right, let me show y'all this shit. Let's see. Let's read this shit. Let me see if I can open it. Right, here we go. I'm feeling in a really bad place right now. I don't like it. I don't know where my thoughts have come from. I hope you're having fun, even hanging out with your friend. Cookie is so adorable. Looking at your cooch brings back, looking at your crotch can bring back some naughty thoughts. Being naked, straddling you, being on all fours, pounding me. When can I see you again? I might get a massage tonight. It might make me feel better. Gentlemen, let me tell y'all something. See, this is where most of you guys just missed the boat on game. The man that, this is what happens when you know sexuality and you know game. See, you guys in your world think that women can never talk to you this way. Women miss men. And women, this is a woman that is explaining herself, even though Tyler named her Cookie and everything. But look at what she's saying. I'm feeling in a really bad place right now, and I don't feel like it. I don't know where my thoughts are coming from, and I hope you're having fun even hanging out with your friend. You see who that is? That she, listen. This is part of the managing that you're going to have to do with some of these women. She knows that Tyler's fucking some other chick, and she knows she's not the only one. But see, a woman that's used to having a bunch of surface dwellers one by one, it's hard for her to accept that she's part of, okay, let me explain this. Most sexy women are used to being the one woman for all the guys that they're running game on. But they've never been on the other side of the coin where they're not the one, they're one of many. But even though they don't like it, they can't run and leave from it, okay? All right? Okay, so that's what I'm gonna say. But anyway, yeah, hey, look, like I say, man, Brandon, I appreciate the kind words, man, and before I kick you out and block you for good, I really do appreciate it. I'm not the one that's going to be a loser, but thank you very much, man, and I wish you the best in your endeavors. If I ever see you in any of our shows where I'm running it, you will get blocked, so you better change your name, but take care of yourself, man. Hopefully, and again, I'm glad that you're waiting for my demise. I think that's awesome, man. Pray for it. I appreciate you praying for it, but even if I'm dead, I'm going to live on, so it doesn't really matter, okay? Let me turn the music down a little bit, B. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to turn the music down a little bit. There you go. I'm sorry. Had to turn the music down a little bit. Had to turn me up. Oh, let me see. All right, that should be better. Turn that up a little. There we go. I had to turn that up. That should be better. But yeah, it's okay, guys. I'm not mad at this statement. This is what happens from a lot of surface dwellers that don't have game and they're crying for help. Everybody can't be a man. This is the thing. I'm not mad at him. You just gotta let motherfuckers go, man. This is what you gotta do. And you don't get mad. Listen, he'll go on to his red pill ways and stuff. But if I see him and he better not show up on the Sunday show. You better not show up on with me and look at if he'd show up, you're going to get blocked and banned. So he already knows what's going to happen. So he's going to have to change his name and try to be something different. But we all know who he is, okay? The dragon is gone because I'm in the process right now. I've got this thing that's going to blow the background and shit. I've been mad at Angry Man and Lucario. If y'all know, I've been cussing them out for the last, like, few weeks now behind the scenes because they're forcing me to up my motherfucking game. So I've got the camera and everything. I'm waiting for the equipment to make sure that my voice is synced in with the video, and then I'm going to change a bunch of stuff up. But, yeah, so we had to take the drag. Because you ain't going to be seeing it, because I'm going to blur all this shit out. Everything's going to be blurred. I'm going to be popping. I'm going to pop. So, yeah, so that's cool, man. But anyway, let me get back to what I was saying. The lines are open, guys, if y'all have a question. But let me continue what I was saying to y'all guys out here. See, the thing about having the knowing what you know. Now, again, I will use the 21-year-old version as a showing you guys that it's not necessarily you being. See, most of you young men are all about the present, and you don't utilize the past correctly. See, you utilize the past as a way to hold you back or to keep you in theater number one. But what I want to show you is that you can use your past to not only stay in the present, but to move her forward into the future. Because knowing, see, it's all about knowing what to do and how to do it. Even like what I love about my clients that get it is that a lot of them struggle with women, have hard times with women and stuff like that. And Tyler, let me know if you want me to say something to you. You want me to spit some yak on this one? If you want to, Tyler, just let me know, Tyler, if you want me to spit some yak, call into the show real quick, and I'll tell you what to say. I got you. I got something in my head I want you to try if you want to, Tyler. Just call into the show. But what I'm saying to a lot of you guys is I want you, see, when you know it, you trust it, and you just do it when the time presents itself. It's this game I'm trying to show you, young men. It's not complicated when you stop thinking that you're not good enough to do something because of a woman, okay? That's what I'm saying to you guys. What I want you guys to do is I want you to, yeah, I'll speak, yeah, go ahead, call up Tyler, call me, I got you on this one. I got you on this one, Tyler. I got you. We play the pussy a little bit on this one. I got you on this one. Yeah, just call up real quick and we'll stamp it and I'll spit some yak, okay? But what I'm saying for you young men out here is that this is why knowing, and the sad thing about it is I'll give you an example of one of my clients today. He missed the whole mark of not knowing. He asked me, there was a woman that was coming over to cook at his house, and he asked me, well, she doesn't have a car. She's 15 minutes away. Should I tell her to get an Uber? And I said, wait. I said, I want you to think. He's like, well. I'm saying, wait a second. Remember, everything that someone does or says, even with Tyler, we can use this to get back on our floor and lead them where we want them to go. So what I told him was, yes, you should pick her up, but I want you to think about it. If I asked you to pick me up, what would you blank me? What would I blank you? Sorry. If I asked you to pick me up and you pick me up, what would I blank you? And I needed him to figure out the word. And he finally figured out the word. He said, oh? I said, okay. Now, how can we ride that wave of oh? Well, maybe if you pick her up, what could she owe you? And it took some time. And he finally realized that what I'm trying to get him to see is yes, I'll pick you up, but you're going to owe me an extra kiss when I see you. You see what I'm saying? And I told him, well, what if she gives me an answer? They say, I'm not going to pick you up at all. Find your own fucking way over here. That's it. But always utilize things to benefit you. If you are picking her up, then you've got to make it fun and sexual and smooth. You just don't say, well, you go get an Uber. Well, I guess I'll pick you up. Nah, man, you take everything and make it smooth, okay? Tyler, let me grab you real quick. Tyler, I got you, brother. So, Tyler, with this one, what I want you to say, Mark, Say, listen, what I want to do is I want you to send me a photo of yourself so I can see what it looks like when you're in a bad place. Because I've never seen that before. I'm just curious to know. Send that to her, okay? All right, now all right, she's telling you, she's saying Cookie is so adorable, looking at you. Okay, see, okay, so you named it Cookie. You named the pussy Cookie, apparently, right?
No, actually, Cookie's my dog's name. She saw my dog in the
picture. Oh, so that's not her pussy name. Okay, so she's looking at your photos right now at your dog Cookie.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's like, but she's saying, oh, she's saying, looking at you, bringing back some naughty thoughts, being naked. Okay.
Yeah, it's on my couch. I mean, the couch.
Oh, okay, right. Her being on all fours. Okay, I'm kidding. Okay, all right. And she knows that she's not the only one, right?
Yeah, definitely. Like, she...
That's just bothering her, right?
I mean, who knows? I can't know.
Well, yeah, we don't know.
She's been really cool about it, but I think, yeah, she's getting the feeling.
Yeah, well, I mean, just tell me what's on your mind. I know something's bothering you. Tell me what's on your mind. I can't read your mind. If something's bothering you, I expect a woman that's messing with me to talk to me. I'm not here to peel things out in you, but I want you to talk to me. But see, this is the thing. I want you to talk to me without, you know, don't worry about it. I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to get mad at you. I'm just here to see where you're at right now. Because it seems like through your message, you know, part of you is horny that wants to see me and fuck. But the other part is, man, upset knowing that you're thinking about me right now being with somebody else. So hit her with that and see what she says. Make sure you get that photo, but let's see what she says, and we'll go from there. And then we can, and this is your part, Tyler. You can reward the beat. See, if she starts talking, see, the thing I want her to do is I want her to start talking about what's bothering her, and then reward the behavior off of what's bothering her. So instead of trying to fix what's bothering her, we reward her behavior. So if she's telling you, I'm sure she's telling you, she's thinking about you with another woman right now. That's bothering her because this is a transition for a lot of women. They have to transition and understand what it's like being on a roster. So what I want you to do is reward her. Say, listen, if you know, I don't know how your time is, Tyler. You know your time, but if she talks to you, because if she doesn't talk to you, you gotta let her know this is the opportunity that I was gonna give you to see me, because what I love the most from women is I love it when women start to unlock themselves. It's so motherfucking bad when they start to let go. But if you're not going to let go, I can't do nothing with you. But if she does let go, what I want you to do is set up block or give her, you know, I got a million things to do, but how far away is she from you?
She's 2 hours away, so.
Oh, she's 2 hours away. All right, well, then this is what we want to do. We either do the shower or the masturbation. So we can say because of her good behavior, the next time you take a shower, just put me up against the mirror, turn me on live, and let me watch you wash that sexy body of yours. Or the next time you're masturbating, put me on live, set me up in a corner, and let me watch you get off on me, because I know you're going to be thinking about me when you're getting off anyway. Lie, LOL, you know what I mean? So those are two things I want you to reward with.
So get the picture first. Then
get a picture. Right, yeah, because I want to see what it's like. You know what I mean? She's saying right now, I feel like I'm in a really bad place, right? Well, I've never seen that on your face. I want to know what that shit looks like. I'm curious to know what it looks like. What does it look like being in a really bad place? Let me see you right now. And then after that, I need to know what's on your mind. You know, the thing I expect out of a woman is to tell me what's on her mind, whether it's good or bad. I want you to be able to open up and talk to me, because I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to listen to see what's going on. That's all you're doing. You're not forcing her.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Once she does open up, that's when you're training to reward the behavior. So once she opens up, you give her a Tyler treat by, again, giving her a treat by allowing her to shower naked while you watch, or when she's masturbating, allowing you to watch while you're working. You could be working on something, and you just keep glancing over little by little bit. But since she, because she's so far away, that's why I'm saying shower or masturbation, because she's so far away. And then maybe we can set something up afterwards.
That sounds pretty good, because she's been, like, way being part of the program. So I don't expect you know what I mean? She's just stuck having these feelings.
She's going crazy right now. See, the transition, a lot of women are not used to, like, she wants you, you're the perfect guy in her eyes. She's like, oh, I found the perfect guy, right? But he is with other women, and that's being, at least I'm being honest with you, letting you know, right? You never get mad at me for my honesty. Because what you're telling me is you'd rather me lie to you than be honest, and I'm not going to tell the truth. And I'm going to keep it a buck with you. Either are you gonna take it, you'll be down, or you don't take care. But that, you put that in the chamber. But what I want is the photo. Once we get the photo, then we want the unknown, and then go ahead and send all that if you can, because I'm on for about an hour and it's more change. So if she replies back,
on the back. It's gonna take me a minute to go back to this timestamp, get that down. But I'll get the photo first and then go from there. So then there's the chick I just got back from the tea date, and basically I'm going to say to her, because I set it up for Tuesday, so she sent her first text back after we just met a few minutes ago, saying, looking forward to checking in with you on Tuesday.
Did you get a kiss? Did you have a kiss?
Yeah, I got a kiss. Yeah.
All right. What did she say to you?
She just said, looking forward to checking in with you on Tuesday, because I told her, you know, to confirm with me before we meet on Tuesday.
All right. So what I want you to say is that I'm looking forward to taste more of you outside of your lips. I want you to say to her, because tasting your lips, or tasting the tea off of your lips, made me realize I'd rather taste the tea on your lips than in the cup. But then it begs the question. I know the tea on your lips tastes better than the tea in the cup, but does the tea on your lips taste better than the tea on your body? LOL. Okay? So just use that. But hit her with that. That's you get a smile, a laugh, a blush out of all that. But you're also making that sexual as well, because again, and then we can go on. I'm not gonna put cold tea on you. See, if I were to put tea on your body, it wouldn't be cold, because I'm not trying to get you to shiver. I'm not gonna make it warm because I don't want to burn you. I want to make it just right for every moment that we spend together is right in my eyes. Yeah, I mean, see, as he hit it with that shit. That's what got your poetry. That's what comes in it. But so just hit it with that, okay?
All right, man. All in real time here, Coach. Crazy.
All in real motherfucking time. Hey, let me ask you a question. In your cabinet, do you have any tea bags?
Yeah, right here.
Take a photo of you looking at the tea bag. Where you sitting at? Yeah, take a photo with the tea bag, okay? All right, hey, and you know what?
Yeah.
See, hey, after she replies back, send me a photo, because I want to see what that looks like. See, when she replies back with something that's going to be exciting from what we're saying, just like this one is replying with something that is sad, I want to see it. I hear what you're saying, but what does it look like? What does it look like to be turned on right now? I want to see what that, because I can't visualize it until I see it. See what I'm saying? And now you're leading her.
Yeah.
Okay? So you hit him with those two. Let me know, Tyler. We'll go from there. Okay, my brother?
All right, man.
Game. All right, brother. Peace out. Dad, good job, Tyler. Good job. That's game right there, guys. See that shit? All up here, man. It's just flow. Remember, tea off of lips. Wine off of lips. Tastes better than glass. And then after glass, wine on lips versus wine on body. Okay? So just think about that. That's how game, I want to get y'all to expand game and how you talk to women. Can I turn her not into liking her glasses in the sexual body. On some energy. Can I turn her not liking her glasses? You know what? The poetry is free. It's not in anything. The poetry connects to the flirt to fuck, the conversation classes, and all other stuff. But the poetry is free. Just go to the poetry and look. It's all free. It's free. It's showing you just learning how to write. Just learn. That's why it's free. I want to learn and get you to do that. But anyway, so King, what I'm saying is that she doesn't like her glasses, okay? Well, you know what? The reason now, if this is the case, I got it in my head, okay? This is the angle I want you to run with her. See, what I see when I see you wear those glasses, you make me think of that hot teacher that I've always wanted to hug, kiss, and look and take her glasses off before I give her a kiss. Now, before I make my move on her, okay, before I make my kiss. JoJo Love, I don't know if your question got skipped. Ask it again. Maybe I missed it. Give me a second, JoJo. Let me see if I can see your question, but I will answer, JoJo. I'm scrolling up, and I don't see your question at all, JoJo. JoJo, you got to ask your question again. I don't see your question. Nope. Tyler M. Nope, I'm at King. JoJo, I don't see your question. Just ask it again. I didn't see it. Just send it again, brother. But what I'm saying is that I want, the reason why she hates her glasses is because she's under the impression that, or the judgment, is that you don't like the glasses. But what you've got to let her know is that you look like that hot teacher in the glasses. Keep the glasses on. And then later on down the line, when she becomes more sexually safe, that's something I want to master the bedroom. If I'm going to nut, I want you to have them glasses on while we're fucking, and I want to come on your glasses. Yes, I said it. That's what I want you to do. And it's fun, man. It's fun. Because you can role-play teacher-student, and you can nut on her glasses and shit. Mark them up on glasses. So just think about it. But not now. I'm saying that's got to be a build-up. So you got to make her feel safe in that space of, I want to see your glasses. I don't want you to take a photo without your glasses. I think your glasses make you look sexy. Gives you that naughty teacher look, in my opinion. No, you got to be able to guide her to that point, okay? Guide her to using the glasses. Because then the glasses can be teacher. The glasses can be secretary. You got a few role-playing things that you can do with those glasses. And believe me, it will end with you letting all in all her glasses and stuff, okay? Let me see here. Steve, everyone can't get away with that method. Well, sir, learning yourself is not a method, and I'm sorry that you feel that way. So this isn't, I don't think this is for you. I'm not teaching a method. What I'm trying to teach you is to find yourself. So the problem that you're having right now is, I can tell you what your first problem is that you're judging other men and you're judging the world right now by talking about other men. And the fact that you're talking about other men is why you can't learn game, because your thoughts are about other men. And you don't even know what the method is because you yourself don't have any game. So what I'm saying to you is, and I graciously with love, I wish you the best of luck, but this isn't for you. And I wish you the best in your endeavors when you find someone that can help you out. Take care of yourself, buddy. And I'm not trying to be mean to him. I just, again, I don't want to, I don't have to, one thing y'all learn, I don't have to explain myself. I will not explain myself, okay? I promise you, I will not explain myself to anybody. And if you feel what you feel, I agree with you, and I will help you along to go ahead and get the fuck out. Let me check the phone lines real quick as we are talking about this. Lines 08-803, I got you. What's your question, sir? What's up? Did I hit the button? Oh, I'm sorry. 803, yes, what's your question, sir? What's up? 813, I got you next. 803, what's your question, sir? Going once, 803, going twice, 803, okay, let you go. Area code 813, what's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Hello?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
This is me from yesterday. I don't know if you remember, but I had a question. We talked about fatherhood and we talked about meditation yesterday.
Okay. Okay.
My question is, do you think in part of bettering yourself, is it important to take people's perspective of you into account to see the kind of effect and the kind of seeds you plant as you exist?
No. Does a lion take the effect of the perception a zebra has of him? Does a shark take the effect of what a seal thinks about him?
Hmm.
The problem is you're too busy outside of yourself trying to I guess, either prove yourself or you worry about what people think of you. Listen, everybody's allowed to have their perception, but what they think of you is none of your fucking business. They're allowed to think what they want to think about you. That's the beautiful thing about being a man. Think what you want to say, but fuck your I don't give a fuck what you think because you're not me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember that, I don't know if you're in your spirit of truth, you say your thoughts ain't my thoughts. So why do I give a fuck what you think? Even if it's nice or mean, why do I care? You're allowed to have a thought. But why would I take your thoughts and mix them into my world? Why would one do that, caller?
Okay. But I say that coming from... Like, do you think that people that are very, very close to you and the people that should know you the best...
It's my mother and father! Sir, I don't care if it's my mother or father! They're allowed to tell me their thoughts from the moment I'm conceived to the moment I walk out the house. That's the only time. They're allowed to tell me their thoughts about what religion I should be. They're allowed to tell me when to go to bed. They're allowed to tell me when I can eat, what I can wear, and where I can go. They're allowed to share all that shit. But once I leave that house, they can't tell me shit. They can ask. They can suggest. But I'm making the final decision. And if I make a decision that I don't want to hear that shit anymore, you better not bring that shit up. I'm not, and this is not saying be mean to your parents. I'm saying that got to understand that your parents are trying to indoctrinate you with stories of their parents and stories of their parents and stories of their parents. That's all they're doing is indoctrinating you with stories. So then you can be a robotic motherfucker or a parent to then push those stories or those religions and those thoughts onto your kid. Don't you think it's time to break free of that shit and to think for yourself? I don't wanna be my parents. I wanna be me. I wanna be me to create my world my way. But I'm not gonna stuff what they've learned from their parents just because they're telling me I gotta listen to that shit while I'm under their roof. But as soon as I'm out, I'm out. I'm out. You can't tell me shit.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, actually, I was having that same conversation with my mother about generational curses and the things that parents passed on to the kids and how that's what really creates the issue.
Never, it's an emotional conversation. Never, listen, you got to understand the surface dwellers. They're stuck in their fucking ways. And anything you say to them doesn't match what they're stuck in, they don't want to hear that shit. They go, listen, look, believe what you want to believe, Mom. But I don't believe that. And listen, I'm not even here to argue that I don't believe it. I'm just going to say, I understand what you're saying. I'm not here to change you, but be respectful and don't try to change me. Your problem is you're trying to indoctrinate your mother who, by the way, let's say your mother's in her 60s or in her 70s, right? Let's say in her 60s. So you know what? That means she's got 60 years of a solid foundation of what she thinks the world is. Remember, her belief system, her judgments, her mindset, all that is 60 years locked in. You can't change that shit. You can't. Don't even try. Just, Mom, I'm here to see you because I love you. But Mom, don't talk to me about religion. Don't talk to me about politics. Don't talk about, listen, if you want to talk to me and tell me your thoughts, then by all means, Mom, I'm here to talk to you. Let's talk. I want you to talk to your mother, you know what I mean? But don't talk to indoctrinate me. Don't tell me I'm wrong because I want to be an independent, you're a Democrat or you're a Republican, and I want to be, I don't know whatever the fuck I want to be. Don't, you're not allowed to do that to me, Mom. Just accept what I am, appreciate what I am, and we're fine. But one thing I'm not going to do, Mom, I'm not going to grab a Bible or something to tell you you need to be this religion. You're Muslim, I can't push, I don't know, Christianity on you or whatever. You can't do that. You saying? That's, see, you think because your mother, y'all fall into this mother-father shit where you feel like you're not allowed to have a thought, man. And if you have a thought that doesn't go with your parents' thought, that you're gonna lose their love. And let me tell you this much. If my parents ever said some shit like that as far as threatening their love and dangling that shit when they should love me unconditionally, I say this, I'll say this with unconditional love. Fuck you. Because you're supposed to love me unconditional. So that means that there should never be a condition on your love for me. If I don't want to be what I want to be, you shouldn't get mad at me for that. You're supposed to accept me for who the fuck I am. But listen, you don't have to accept me for who I am. And if you don't accept me for who I am, I'm cool with that. But Pete Jane, bye. But see, that's how men act. The structure of a man is to lead a woman. And sometimes you've got to lead your mother to realize that you're a man. She will, until you really cut the umbilical cord on the mental side, she's got to realize that she cannot tell you who to date, tell you about your furniture, or try to indoctrinate you with her thoughts. She can talk to you about things, but don't tell me. Talk to me, don't tell me. Because if you begin to tell me, we're going to have a problem. But I don't mind you talking to me. You can tell me how you feel. And that's going to go right through one ear and right out the other ear. Because you're allowed to have your thoughts. And I'm allowed to have mine. But if you cannot accept me, when you're supposed to be loving me unconditionally, then I say with love, fuck you then. And I don't mean to be mean, but y'all got to be real, man. Y'all can't let your parents run your motherfucking lives and shit. Or tell you or dangle their love for you if you don't do what they say. You got me fucked up. And Mom, if I give you some money, Dad, my sister, you better pay me back on time. Mom, I want to make sure. If I give you these $200 to help you pay your rent, promise me you'll give me money. But I'm your mother. I can't. Mom, that was your job. I didn't ask to come here. I just was a bad motherfucker to get here. So, Mom, you promise me that you're going to pay me back on time. Because I need that respect that you should have for me and knowing that I have busted my ass to get this money. I had to drive 2 hours, an hour to work, an hour from work to deal with the political bullshit of my job to collect a check that I worked hard for. And I'm giving this $200 because I care. But Mom, you must pay me back on this day at this time. That's how you got to talk to him, man. It's beautiful when you're liberated.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Right.
Because they can't talk with you.
Like
it's
you can't
beautiful.
Help people that don't want to be helped.
Well, but here's the thing. 864-706, I got you 1 second. Well, here's the thing, brother. What they want, what they don't want is none of my fucking business. I can't fix you. Not you, caller. I can't fix you. I love you, but listen. My job, I got to be my own man. I've got to create and work towards my end. I got to work to my end. And I don't mind being there and helping out, but Mom, I'm not your bank. Now, this is going to be tough. This is going to be a tough one here. Because let's say you give your mom $200, she gives you money back. But then she asks you for $200 or $250 again. That's when you, again, this is going to be tough love right here, but that's when you got to say, Mom, I need to know what you're doing with your money. Oh, what I'm doing with my money? No, wait, Mom. If you were to go to a bank and try to get a loan from the bank, don't they have a right to look at your financial situation? So why can't I do the same thing? No, you can't talk to me. Okay, mom, take care. I love you. That's it. I'm not going to give you shit. You work hard for the money that you make, motherfucker. I'm not just giving you that. There's no clause in me, in my daddy shooting me going towards the egg that says that I got to take care of you. The fuck? And I know a lot of y'all guys don't want to hear that shit. But your job is not to take care of someone who should be responsible for their own goddamn selves. Help them out, but don't let them walk over you. That's what I'm saying, Carla, okay?
Yeah. Okay, that's on the seven of five believes in the indoctrination, but what about when they're saying things like they see you being lazy, or they see you being a disrespectful person, or they see the kind of effect that you have on others on your feet and how you come off and things like that. Do you think it's something to take from that?
You can see what the fuck you want to see. I see a squirrel running out across the yard every damn day. And I'm going to go, like, do I give a fuck what he's saying? He'd be like, fuck you, Steve. You know, you'd be cussing me out, squirrel. I fucking give a fuck. You're allowed to see and think what you want to think. It's none of my business. Your perception of me is none of my business. You talking behind my back is none of my business. You judging me is none of my fucking business, man. It's just when you're free, you don't worry, you don't give a fuck. Dude, I tell you, have you ever seen A Christmas Carol? That's my favorite movie. You ever seen A Christmas Carol?
A Christmas Carol?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be Ebenezer. That's all. I'm telling you, be Ebenezer in the beginning. Gives no fucks, but gives nothing but respect. You're going to waste your life away worrying about what people think about you, dog. You got to let them motherfuckers go. 864, I got you, and 706, I got you next. But you see what I'm saying, man? Don't waste your life away. Fuck them. And I say that with love. Fuck them.
I can't give them my energy when they don't deserve it.
No, it's not your energy. It's you. Fuck all that energy shit. You, man.
My energy, yeah. I mean, me, yeah. Like, my thoughts.
Yes, you can't say dog is a cat. Oh, I meant the cat meaning by dog. You got to speak with clarity with your words. You said energy. That's how I took it. You got to change your language to you. Okay? All right?
I have to be very concise.
All right,
yeah.
You know, man. All right, let me grab this other call real quick, and I got to keep going with the show.
I appreciate you.
All right, 100, brother. I appreciate you, too. Eric Coast 706, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's up, Big Steve, man?
Hey, can you hear me? No, not really. Can you get off your speaker? I'm hearing, like, it's like a reverb in the back, please.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Hey, what's up? This is Judah Talk, man. I was just calling. I left a super chat. I met a girl. She chose me. And she sucked the soul out of me, man. And then, next thing you know, like, she just disappeared. Like, we had a few conversations over text.
There's a few problems here. She chose you, strike one. She fucked the shit out of you because your fuck game was terrible. Strike two. See, if you just would have been a student and you would have learned and you would have got master the bedroom, five play, fucking 101, kissing 101, and dirty talk, it would have been a whole different thing. But because you didn't have any skills in the bedroom and because you didn't know anything, you know how to pump your hips, but that's not sex to a woman. So what happened was, and the worst part about it is you got caught up in the pussy. You got caught into the pussy. And now that she's gone, your pussy ripped. Because you didn't have a standard. And you all caked up on it. And the reason why she's gone is because the sex was bad. What happened after I got done fucking? What happened afterwards?
Well, I ain't never fucking. She just sucked me off, man. But
No, after I got done fucking, y'all...
Right.
Wait, didn't y'all fuck?
No, I ain't fucking.
Then you say she rode you? Wait. You pussy whipped and you didn't even give me pussy?
Well, she kind of like, she was just doing some amazing stuff down there with her mouth, man.
So, was she juggling midgets or something while she was giving you head?
No, it was just a little bit porn stars, you know?
But who cares? Why? So because she gave you dome, you all caught up in her and you running behind her?
Well, not really, like, running behind her, but I just wanted to keep getting head, just being honest.
How old are you, my brother? How old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay. Why are you so selfish? The one thing you can't be is a selfish lover. Why are you so selfish?
Yeah.
What judgment did you place? What judgment did you place on her?
What judgment? In my mind, I wasn't judging her at all. Like, I didn't care.
You wanted more head from her, right? Right?
Yeah.
So what was the judgment?
Say what?
What was she in your eyes? Because you're a selfish. In your eyes.
Okay. You 100% right. I know you're telling the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm asking you, my brother, what did you see her? Now listen. I'm going to see if we can try to fix this, but I want to talk to you real quick. Here's your problem. The problem is, how long have you been listening to me for?
How long I've been listening? Just about like a week, honestly.
Okay. Here's the thing that I need you to understand why you're fucking with your boy. There's a few things you understand. Let me explain the judgments real quick, okay? I'm the only one that teaches you about these six judgments. No one talks about this shit. In-house thing, okay. Judgment number one would be, if you're doing any of these judgments, you're already losing, okay? But I'm going to talk more about judgment number two and three for you. Judgment one is judgment of yourself, but let's just go to two and three. Fuck everything else. Let's go to judgment two and judgment three. Judgment number two is when you see a woman and you judge her by saying, because of how she looks like the kind of woman that would date, fill in the blank. Or she looks like the kind of woman that would want, fill in the blank, you know, a baller, a good the guy.
That. In my mind.
No, it's respect. So I'm just showing you. I'm just showing you how game works over this motherfucker. So that was judgment number one. But then judgment number two, you were thinking to yourself of, what do I have to be to fit into what I think she wants me to be? That's the next judgment. But what you did was, a sidebar of that judgment, instead of judging her for what she's looking for, you kind of judge her on being a fucking whore and a slut. And you did something, I don't know if you can talk about it or think about it, you treated her, there was something that you did to make her feel like, you giving me head, you fucking dirty, slutty bitch, you know, you ain't shit. Either you didn't talk to her, you grabbed her head, you pulled it. There was something that you did that triggered her to feel like dirt up your shoe.
Yeah, I felt it too, like, when it happened, like, I felt it on the inside, it's just like I ain't aligned with, like, I'm not one with myself and my thoughts.
Sure. Yeah, I appreciate it.
She was like, after she sent me off, she was like,
You send her a message?
After that?
Yeah, how long has it been since you talked to her?
About 2 days ago.
Okay, did you send her a text message or anything?
Yeah, I asked her, like, what's up, like, what's going on with her, like, she was hitting me up, but then it just switched up, what happened, I just asked her what happened.
But that's the problem. knowing versus asking. You never go into an expensive store and ask how much something costs because the people realize you can't afford it. But when you're asking her what you're saying to her, you see what you're saying to her, same thing, man. You've got to lead her. You said that and she never replied back, right?
Well, at first she did. Then
she's saying, and what did you say? What did she say?
She was like, I asked her what's going on with her.
What did she say?
Yeah, she was like, I'm not in a relationship or nothing. And she just stopped texting.
She just said, I'm not in a relationship?
Yeah, because I was like, what's going on? Like, you must got a dude or something.
Wait, whoa, what are you doing? Okay, dog, why would you say to her and judge her after she was sucking your dick to say, now this is the feminine you. You already placed another judgment because now you're bringing in another guy, which is even redefining that you thought of her as a fucking whore.
Oh,
what are you doing with somebody else? That's what I'm here to help you, brother. That's why you listen to me. I got you covered. But I got to let you see what's going on here.
Yeah.
When you question her on what she's doing, you didn't question her. You judged her. So if you ain't talking to me, you must be sucking somebody's dick. That's how she took it.
Oh, wow.
Which means that it forced the fact that you must think I'm a fucking whore or something. You think just because I didn't get in touch with you that I'm like fucking the football team or something like that. So why would she talk back to somebody who didn't not necessarily nurture the moment, but to make the moment judge free?
Right.
When she was giving you head, this was the moment to let her know that I love how your lips are on my dick. I love how you stroke and move your tongue. I love how you're doing that. Baby, you're doing so good. God damn, girl. And then later on that night, you send her a voice message and say, damn, you know what? I hope you're having a good night. I had a great time. And you know what? Now it's my turn. Or you could have went, that's one route. Then you could have went this route. Now, did she do it at your house? Was you at her house?
No, she was real free. I pulled up on her. We was in her driveway.
Do you have your own house?
I got my own apartment.
Well, then that's what I'm talking about. Now that you gave me that, now you don't say don't because you don't want to make it for the home, but you know how you work that, how you worked it. You know what? I got a great idea. It's my turn now. It's my turn. So what I want you to do is I want you to wear something loose. Usually I like to see you in something tight, but I want you in something loose. Don't bring any panties and let me return the serve. Let me return that favor to you. And matter of fact, what I want you to do, again, this goes back to the game. What I want you to do is I want you to do just to give me a little sample tonight when you take that shower. Remember, same part of the bill. I want you to turn out the lights. I want you to put on your favorite music. I want you to bring my lips and my tongue. And I want you to let that be the towel. And you let that towel guide your body the way you want me to guide it tomorrow when you come over. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's what you do.
Yeah, I hear you.
But see, you can't do that now because you judge her. You reinforce her being a slut by bringing up enough. You showed insecurity. You showed emotion. You showed thirst. You showed creepiness and neediness. And you showed a man that doesn't have any experience by saying that one thing. It's that one word that cut everything. Because what she did was double down. As soon as you said what you said, remember, when she was giving you dough, there was no belief, no judgment, no morals, no values, and there was sexual trust. But when you didn't know what you were doing and you challenged her and judged her, she just all the shields went right back up. Because her belief system said that he... I'm sorry?
I didn't know women were so, like, this is the way I see it, like, insecure, because I'm thinking I'm not judging.
Brother, they're walking insecurities. That's why they put on the weave and the wake up and the eyeliner and the tight clothes, because if you pull away the curtain and take that shit away, they're just insecure. They're insecure about their skin. They're insecure about their age. They're insecure about their weight size. They're insecure about guys. I mean, they're insecure about goddamn everything. They're walking insecurities. And you just reinforce the insecurity versus taking what she did and pushing her to the next floor. But see, you're new here. So it's okay. I want you to take this loss, but I don't want you to beat yourself up on it. Okay? But what I want you to do, we can try to clean this up. Just send her a message saying, you know, hey, just say, what's up, sexy? Send me a photo so I can tell you about what I would love to do to you. Just send that to her. That's it. And if she doesn't answer, charge it. And if she does answer, let me know. Send me the message, and I'll take care of you. But we got to try. I'm going to try to clean it up. We can't. It's like the Titanic already hit the iceberg and shit.
Caller,
you got to push your fucking ego aside and think like a man.
Right.
You got to learn sexuality, man. The only way you can connect is by being smooth. Not being romantic, sexual, or sensual. But by being smooth, what you're doing, that would have been smooth of you to do those things. And you would have never lost face. You got to push your ego aside. Your ego is the one that's fucking you up, man.
Yeah. Hey, man, I appreciate it, man. I'm going to make sure I get in the consultation with you as well.
Just go ahead and holler at her and see if that works, and we'll try to fix it, but it's going to be tough because you've already judged her, and now she thinks you're needy, thirsty, and creepy, and desperate. You never bring up other men to women, man. That's the kiss of death. She should be bringing up women to you. But when you talk about other dudes, man, you can't do that. That's, oh, my God, don't ever do that again, all right? Because you're in your feelings at that point. She did, right? You didn't call me 2 days. Look, you wish some other motherfucker, and that's what your mind does to you. Because you want it so bad, your mind is conjuring up lies to keep you madder and angry and in your feelings and shit. Man, you can't do that, okay?
Damn right. I got you, man. Hey, appreciate it, man.
All right, respect to you, young man. Respect. Okay, well, the lines are down, so guys, I will post that up right there. We'll throw you back in, caller. Let me go ahead and continue. I got a few questions to answer and stuff like that. We'll get a little bit more in. But I got a question, guys. Just go ahead and ask. Y'all got any questions, go ahead and ask. I got y'all covered. Let me know. Appreciate y'all guys. Appreciate the guys. Wait, let me get to the questions. Shit, where's my fucking... Steven? Here we go. Let me see the questions. First question. I don't even think this is a question. You say Thanksgiving been trying to teach my cousin game, but don't want to learn at this point. I'm ready to boot him out of my life. I'm afraid that we were young. We might end or it might be up. He's not. Jojo, how is that you don't have game and you're trying to teach somebody something that you don't even know? Leave that to the motherfuckers that have game, sir. And if he doesn't want to learn, just let him go, man. I don't know why y'all care so much about these motherfuckers. How do you have the energy to give? Wait, how do you have energy to give it your all for today? You say all this sleep, and I don't sleep. I feel like shit. Well, see, dog. It's it's knowing I can sleep when I'm dead. I guess shit. It's just your mind moves it when you unlock this shit I'm trying to unlock. Is your mind is just all over the place. You don't want to sleep. you're thinking about the next big thing that you're about to create for yourself that you can share with a woman. It's just beauty, man. It's beauty. Hold on, let me see what Tyler's doing. Tyler's breaking hearts and shit. Hold on, Tyler. All right, let me show y'all, motherfucker. Tyler breaking hearts and shit. Hold on, Tyler, let me show you. Tyler over here breaking hearts. She all frustrated and shit. Let's get to the next one. Shit, Tyler. Let's see what this one says. Let's see what's it. I want to zoom in and shit. Tyler talking about artichokes and shit. Hold on. The fuck? Hold on, Tyler. Let me open this shit up. Maybe get it better. Oh, so this is the one that was sad, all right? Oh, yes. Oh, she said, I like the artichoke. And he's saying, the artichoke tastes better on me. Off the toast, off your lips with breakfast on Friday. She said, yum. Okay, so you made it feel better. Wait, is this the first one or the second one, Tyler? Is this the girl that had breakfast at my place. Oh, okay. Okay, that's another woman. Okay, that's not the woman. Okay, that's not the woman. Let me see. Let me get any questions I've got, because I got to continue real quick. Let me see if I'm missing anything from you guys out there. Oh, that's a sad one. Okay, wait, Tyler, you gave me three. There was one that we went to tea with, the tea on your lips. There was the one that was missing you that showed the titties and everything. And then there was one that was sad. So I don't know which one we're talking about here, okay? So I don't know which one you're discussing, but. Let me see what we have here. We got a lot more to talk on. I mean, there's just so much to talk on this shit that I'm talking about. But at the end of the day, what I'm trying to get you to do is knowing what you need to know is going to show you better ways to move as a man versus you don't necessarily, guys, have to wait for the woman to be in your presence for you to be able to spit flavor in her eyes and in her ears. You don't have to do that. And I don't want you guys to ever think that you do.